Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Rhodes and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
Welcome to the Title IX Podcast on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Our entire network is fueled by Cody Rhodes and Alisa. We are back in the Wild Rose Casino and Resort Studio. It's so good to be across the table from you again.
So good. I almost started the podcast with the dance the night away, because I've just been hearing that on repeat with all the March Madness.
It's
that now we can say March Madness.
March Madness. That's right. It belongs to the women now, yeah. Too. I love that they chose dance. That song as their, it just felt right. Yeah. So if you watch the March Madness selection Sunday for the women on ESPN, you saw or you heard that song over and over, which is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's from Barbie, if you didn't know.
We watched Barbie.
You watched a movie? Week.
I only watched the last half of it.
What?
Well, I feel like the last half provides information about the first half that I didn't need to sit through.
Oh, you're so wrong. You missed so much.
No, I think I got the gist of it.
I'm sure you got the gist of it, but it's a phenomenal movie. You missed a lot of laughs. I'm sorry for you.
That's okay.
Go back and watch it.
No. Listen, we did it. They're done that.
Unfortunately for Alisa, she missed the first half of Barbie. We are sponsored by the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State, who I'm sure would also recommend that you go back and watch the first half of Barbie.
Okay.
There's a lot of business. What's the word I'm looking for?
Shenanigans?
Lessons in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks to our friends at the Ivy College of Business for continuing to sponsor the podcast. But Alisa, like you alluded to, the madness is upon us.
It is.
It's here.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It sure is. Sing it.
It's the most wonderful.
You're going too fast. You're going too fast.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Before we get into our breakdown of the madness, Alisa, we have an announcement for our listeners.
We do. At first I was like, do we?
We do. This is a bittersweet announcement.
It is.
It's about the future of Title IX. This is our second to last episode. So our next episode will be our last.
I feel like we're going to get a lot of DMs.
We are. Get your phone charged up for everyone sliding into our DMs about this.
And the next podcast is going to be a doozy. Mm-hmm. We talked about it earlier and we have no idea what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So
we don't know how we're going to say farewell.
Yeah.
But we'll say it somehow.
We've been doing this for, almost 4 years?
Yeah, so we started in the fall of 2019.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about how much life has changed since then.
Yeah.
You have changed careers. I've changed jobs. You had another child. We had a worldwide pandemic.
Yeah.
And the truth is, our kids are in a lot of things. Life circumstances have just changed. And for me, at least, something had to give. And it just felt like it was time to say goodbye for now.
Once Steph kind of started talking about it, I started thinking, you know, I'm not putting as much into this as I used to. And that's a disservice to our listeners.
Yeah. And our listeners have been phenomenal. And I know that next week we will say thank you a lot of different ways and a lot of different times, but it's worth saying thank you now as well. And we're not going anywhere.
Right.
I mean, we'll find ways to fill this space, maybe not a podcast, but Twitter, we will.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be around.
Everywhere Kate Middleton is, I will also be.
I did not expect a Kate Middleton reference from you.
I didn't either.
But I'm so proud of you.
Girl,
have you been down the rabbit holes?
I've been hot and heavy down the rabbit holes. So like 27 part, I don't know what their Instagram thing is, but I have covered every inch of London.
So the truth is, we're actually quitting and ending Title IX so that we can go on the hunt for Kate Middleton.
Detectives.
Yeah. So we just want to let you know, so you at least had a little lead time for our next final episode.
But so you can buy up the tissues.
That's right. And buy us farewell presents.
Yeah. Steph loves it when I look into the camera.
I do love it. Before we started, Aiden was kind of down in the dumps, and Elisa asked if we could do anything to cheer him up, and she said, like, announce that we're quitting. And he didn't laugh, so I don't know what that means. Does that mean he's sad? Does that mean he's happy? And he's still not talking, so I guess we'll never know.
I'm a man of mystery.
That's for darn sure. That's for darn sure.
He's in his mysterious era.
Using the word era.
I know. I found out it was a Taylor Swift thing, right?
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm like, I'm gonna try and use it.
Okay, well, we're glad.
I'm in my era.
You're in your era.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it. March Madness. Let's start with the Iowa State women. What do you think?
Oh, I think
7 seed take on 10 seed Maryland.
Yes.
At Stanford.
In
Stanford, California.
Yes. And I handicap the NCAA tournament very similarly to the way that I handicap horse racing, which surprisingly...
Just like everybody.
Right. Surprisingly.
As one does.
I do. But I started looking at, you know, who they've beat, why they beat them, who scored the most in the games that they lost. And I think the overall idea about Maryland is that they do not have a big that can answer for Audie Crooks.
Okay, yes. And I looked at this is funny. I did the exact same thing. Their top three scorers are guards.
Yes.
They don't really have a big presence, like, at all.
No. And their forwards are 6'2 or smaller.
Yep.
Not even true forwards, more guards.
Yep. And they don't have what you would deem a center.
Yeah. And they did have a center in Lavender Briggs, but she got injured in February to not play for the rest of the season. Shane Sellers is going to be a handful. And the question I'm going to have is, can Audie keep up on the other side? We know she can she has the ability to dominate on offense. Can she keep up on defense? Because it's going to be hard for her to guard a guard, essentially.
That's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. And they're going to run. Audie has shown that sometimes she will take some breaks on defense, which is, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, true centers often do, you know, take.
That needs to be a t-shirt. It's a big thing.
It's a big thing. But it'll just depend on how she can guard, if she stays out of foul trouble as well. We'll see. As Audie goes, I think this game will go.
I think you're right. And you mentioned Cheyenne Sellers. She's their leading scorer, 15.5 points a game. And their two other guards are right in that mix too. But you're right. There's just no one that's scoring as a true big on their offense. But I hadn't thought about it in the way that that might be a pitfall too. Yeah.
And I was looking at the teams that they have lost to Nebraska. Nebraska has a great center, lost to Indiana twice. Indiana has great big in Mackenzie Holmes, 6'3", scored 23 one of the games. They're inconsistent in their guarding of the bigs, and it'll just depend on how our bigs can perform.
And they've not really beaten anyone. So they beat Ohio State most recently, which is a huge win in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament. But outside of that, they don't have a lot of signature wins. Yeah. They don't really have any signature wins.
And I mean, we know the tournament championships are pretty much like crazy. They're madness.
You just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I say all that. And then I say, but I just don't know because it's hard for me, and I'm sure you're the same way. I don't watch a lot of Big Ten outside of, you know, the the highlights of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of information outside of what I see on the paper, just like you. The interesting storyline, which the committee would have us believe they don't look at, but I feel like they have to, is that Brenda Fries is the head coach of Maryland. And Brenda used to be an assistant under Bill Fennelly. Mm-hmm. She also happens to be Stacey Fries's sister.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's an interesting little wrinkle in there.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it means much other than it's just familiarity.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And then I was watching today that Coach Fennelly lost his voice.
Again.
and kind of talked about, you know, some complications from having had throat surgery. Yes. Or throat cancer.
Yep.
Which you hate to hear him bring that up. But curious to see how that affects his coaching.
His players are probably
no kidding. But I mean, he has great assistant coaches. He has assistant coaches that could be head coaches
that have stayed with him forever. Yes. And know his every habit. And yes. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. So I don't think that's going to hurt much.
No, but I didn't realize that Brenda Fries is so, her accolades are, I didn't know. She has been with Maryland for more than a decade, has taken them to 3 Final Fours. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I think last year they went to the Elite Eight.
They did. Yep. Yeah. So this is a down year, I would say, for them, mm-hmm. but it's still a down year where they made me pause and I was like, oh
yeah.
Oh boy.
They've been inconsistent. They've been inconsistent and dealt with injuries. And that sounds a lot. And they're getting hot towards the end of the season.
Sound familiar?
That sounds very familiar.
And I wanted to mention this, just kind of taking a second to look back, which we'll do more after the season finally ends, but we're 20-11, 12-6 in the Big 12. That's better than last year, a year where we expected to make a deep run in the tournament.
Yeah.
And we have this core of freshmen, rough start in the middle there of conference play, but it does feel like we've kind of turned it back around. And the Texas championship game in the Big 12 tournament wasn't much of a game, but Texas is a number one seed. So it's kind of like, all right, just play the game, play that high level and see what happens.
Well, and we kind of came out and got punched in the face. You know what I mean?
Time.
Punched in the mouth right away.
There was really no coming back.
And there wasn't any coming back, but it's not like they extended the lead as the game went on.
Yep.
And so I think there's something to learn from that.
I agree. The bummer of it all is if we happen to get past Maryland, we're likely going to face number 2 seed Stanford. I want to see Audie against Cameron Brink, who's the Pac-12 player of the year, Pac-12 defensive player of the year, for selfish reasons, just to see what would happen.
Yeah.
But she, like I said, Pac-12 player of the year, Pac-12, I mean, she's Cameron Brink.
Right.
So I don't like that matchup for Iowa State.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I will be honest and say I don't think we get past Stanford, but crazier things have happened.
Yeah. I feel like, however, and I know, like, we talked a little bit about the men's team as well. I don't know why, but I would be more nervous if it seemed like an easy route.
I think that's the Iowa State mentality.
Yes. Yes. And I think historically, when it's looked like an easy route, we've gone out early.
Sure. Bad things happen with frosted tips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see Addie Brown's sister, Kennedy, Mm-mm. plays for Duke?
Oh, no.
And so they're a number 7 seed as well. And they play Richmond in USC's bracket.
Oh,
so
they're
sisters, both number 7 seeds in the tournament. And I was wondering, how many sisters do you think there are?
Oh,
it'd be a fun little stat.
Yeah. Do you know?
I don't. Oh. I didn't take the time to look, but there can't be that many.
Yeah. No.
The Jones sisters. It didn't happen. Oklahoma is not in.
Yeah. Either men or women.
Yeah. Wait, Oklahoma women are, right?
Are they?
I don't know. I'll have to go back and look. Aiden?
They have to be.
I think they end up with like a 4 seed.
Okay, yeah. That was the men that were at. Sorry.
I was just gloating about the men, I guess.
So that's 2 sets of sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's got to be a couple more, but regardless, pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah. The Iowa women get a tough draw. It was the number 1 seed in the Albany bracket.
Yeah.
So I looked, they're still the second best odds to win the national title, Iowa, but they have a potential LSU matchup along with K-State, UCLA, Colorado. That bracket sucks.
I know. I saw somebody use ChatGPT to see who the winner of the tournament would be, and they have Iowa losing to LSU and now in the Final Four, in the
Elite Eight.
I was like, let me look at this bracket in my brain. I just think it's funny. Like asking ChatGPT is like asking a bunch of puppies to get on and like pick the winner.
I wonder how they did that. Like, did they feed ChatGPT a bunch of stats?
I don't know. I think ChatGPT is so funny.
It's funny and it's also creepy as hell. I know. Yeah. Yeah. That's a tough bracket and we'll see what happens. Yeah. It's going to create some madness and some fun storylines, but if I'm an Iowa fan, I'm not very happy with that one.
Yeah.
Did you watch the selection show play out?
I did.
How fun were the reaction videos?
So good. A couple were very delayed and a couple I was like, are you doing this on like a BlackBerry? Jeez Louise. There was one where they were like at a bar. I was like, I love this.
Did you see Columbia?
Yes.
Okay. So the Columbia Lions, which I didn't know they were the Lions until earlier this morning when I looked it up. First time in school history, they play in the Ivy League. Their reaction video is fantastic, but if you pay attention, there's this one guy, I don't know if he's a coach or a manager, he falls off of his chair and just like reaches into the sky.
Yeah.
Like, thank God. And it's just one of those, like, this is why we enjoy this so much. It was really cool.
Those were good ones.
They were really good. A couple other women's basketball notes. Attendance in the women's basketball conference tournaments was insane this year. The Big Ten had more than 100,000 total in attendance. So actually physically at the tournament. It was the first ever sellout. ACC, SEC had more than 60,000 apiece for the most ever attendance for both those conferences. And the Big 12 had more than 22,000, which was the most since 2013.
So this is actually my winner for the night. Yeah, women's basketball in general. The get-in cost for the Final Four for the women is higher than the men.
Is it really?
Almost $100 higher than the men. Now, keep in mind that the venue is smaller, much smaller. Sure. So demand is going to be higher.
Sure.
Almost every women NCAA conference tournament set attendance records. Fox reported that their average viewer for a women's NCAA basketball game was 981,000. And for men's was 946,000.
Hey.
And then this goes a little away from NCAA, but there's a bid for a 14th WNBA team, and that would be in Toronto.
And we've been talking about how badly Canada wants a women's basketball team. And Bridget Carleton has been really vocal about that. Yeah. So that would be amazing.
Yeah. So women's basketball was my winner.
And did you see, I know the Caitlin Clark effect, but that was the most watched conference tournament game ever in history.
Right.
Almost 3 million viewers on average. And it peaked at 4.5 million viewers in overhead.
Right. Like,
those are insane numbers.
And I get the Caitlin Clark effect, but also she didn't play in all of the conference championship
games. Exactly. Right. I only say that because I know people will come at me, but the point, you're exactly right.
Right.
Like, this is not, Caitlin Clark is a part of this yet, but she doesn't play in the Big 12, the ACC or the SEC.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's across the board. Like, there are big names in women's basketball in a year where there are not big names in men's. And last year there weren't big names in men's. And what's the big name coming in? There isn't. I mean, Bronny James we thought was going to be a big name. And then, you know, he had his health issue and is not the best player on their team. You know, it's tough.
Yeah.
They just don't have the star appeal.
And it's fun to see these networks capitalizing on it. I don't know if you saw today, ESPN Plus launched their trailer for Full Court Press. It's a docuseries that they're following Caitlin Clark, Cardoso for South Carolina, mm-hmm. and Kiki Rice for UCLA. And it's coming in May. And I just think it's going to be really fun to, I can't think of another example where we get that kind of access in women's sports.
Do you think women have more personality than men?
In general or in sports? Yes.
Yeah. Case closed. That's it.
I'm so excited to watch it.
I think back to the arguments about NIL and I'm just like, you guys look silly now.
Yeah.
Because women can capitalize.
Yep.
Let me tell you, when attention is at stake, women can capitalize.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Also, I just looked, Oklahoma is a 5 seed. They play Florida Gulf Coast. And so we have Aubrey and that's another sister duo.
Yeah, I forgot the Big 12 coach of the year.
Quick question for you guys.
Womp womp. What?
Since this was the first year that the women played before the men, instead of them being like on top of each other.
Yeah.
In the Big 12. How did you think that went?
I thought the fan support was great. I shouldn't have been surprised that Iowa State fans would go down there for that week. But I was concerned that people would choose the men, particularly because of the youth of this women's basketball team this year. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Iowa State fans showed up. Yeah. I don't know. I need to go back to look at, well, but I feel like the fact that it's the most attended since 2013 suggests that it was a good thing.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's what the numbers say.
I mean,
say.
It suggests that it was a good thing, but I don't think it's in a bubble, you know, it's
the sport it's as a whole.
Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess if you're looking at the numbers, then it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I think too, with that attendance number, you could look at it fell on the week of spring break.
True.
Yeah.
And you played it. I mean, let's see. Was it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
Yes. Or Thursday. One of those. So yeah. Right. Fell on the weekend. Right.
So, I mean, that certainly helps too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it was one of the things we were really nervous about last year and maybe we shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's enough Iowa State fans to go around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we say, oh, will people go for both? Maybe they don't need to go for both right. because there's enough Iowa State fans to go around.
And there is we're lucky at Iowa State to have a subset of diehard women's yeah. basketball fans and, you know, that those people travel well.
Yes.
Do you have any more women's basketball notes?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think we should talk about the opening weekend to the NWSL and the opening weekend of CPKC Stadium.
I do. I want to hear all about it. You were there.
I was there. It was amazing. I had it built up in my head. So this is the first, we've said it a gazillion times, the first purpose-built stadium for a women's professional sports team. I had this moment built up in my head so high and it lived up to every expectation I had. And the coolest part about it was that Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes are two of the four owners of the mm-hmm. team. Patrick's there and there's four main lines to get into the stadium that had been building for a couple hours. Patrick shows up, no one gets out of their line to go see Patrick. They just stay. And it was this moment of there's arguably the biggest sports star of the world. And these people they care, but they don't care enough to go see him.
Yeah.
Like he was not the star of that moment. The star of the moment was this historic moment.
Yeah.
And it was just perfect that way.
How are your seats?
They're great.
I love it.
Yeah.
I looked at the stadium and I don't know that there is a bad seat.
No, it's interesting. From you drive into Kansas City, it's right on the river. Mm-hmm. It's right on the entrance to the city. And it looks bigger than it feels inside. It feels very intimate inside. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be really cool for little kids to get in there and realize how close they are to the players, even way up high like I am.
Yeah.
So I just think it was sold out. That's the busiest it'll be. And there was no issue. It was just perfect.
Yeah.
So I just amazing.
Love it.
Yeah. But that was kind of the way the season started. And then you go into this opening weekend and you have all these sellouts and Angel City sells out their stadium, 22,000 people. You have a very high scoring weekend. You have the youngest player to ever score in National Women's Soccer League history for the current 16-year-old mm-hmm. Alex Pfeiffer.
Then she did that little knee thing.
I didn't mean to talk to you about this, baby girl.
I was like, those 16-year-old knees were like, oh.
So she slides, she runs and slides. Yeah. And then she stands up and like looks down yeah. like, do I have grass stains?
Like, did I just break both my ACLs? Like,
oh, it was just one of those weekends where it's like, you know, you have this growing momentum mm-hmm. and you capitalized. Yeah. And for a sport that is exploding worldwide, particularly the United States, I don't think they could have asked for a better opening weekend.
Yeah. I also think, and this is, I think this is underrated, that color of teal that they use is not a color of teal that has been used really anywhere else.
The only time I can think of it is the Liberty have those teal, and that's about the only one.
You're right.
And they look feels badass
lighter.
Too.
Yeah. It feels lighter than that. It just feels modern.
It does.
It feels like when the Seahawks like went neon green.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what it feels like. And it feels like new.
It pops. Yeah. And it looks so cool with that red. It's a, and their gear is, they've just got to figure it out in a really cool way.
Yeah.
But I saw an article in Front Office Sports that I wanted to share with you. So they mentioned over the weekend of this opening weekend on the NWSL, none of the kits have white shorts. Intentional.
Yeah, I saw that.
And this had to do this. There's a movement in tennis to start taking away the requirement for white because we get our periods.
Yeah.
Like, let's just say it. Like, we get our periods.
Surprise.
And I know it's wild. It's so wild.
I actually don't because I have an IUD that like stopped it. So.
Okay. But you get what I mean.
Yeah.
But this article is talking about how, yes, that's why, but also how the menstrual cycle is a bigger problem than aesthetics, because a recent study found that female soccer players in particular, where we've seen shit ton of ACL injuries, are significantly more at risk of injury in the weeks right before getting their period.
Interesting.
And more research is needed to study the effects of hormones on the muscles.
Yeah.
But this article from Front Office Sports noted that only 6% of sports science research is based on female athletes.
Huh.
6%.
Yeah. So I watched a thing recently that Lululemon. Lululemon. They're pumping a lot of money into studying like women and sports for women and stuff like that. Yeah, that's something that's top of mind for me because I'm also very fascinated with like exercising and even just like working based on your cycle and like how when you are able to like focus more and when you have more energy and stuff like that and moving things around in your schedule, your life. Yeah. It's fascinating to me.
And so in this study, the research showed that women have 2 to 8 more times, which I don't understand how that's a big gap, but 2 to 8 more times more ACL tears than men due to the way they land from jumps, their wider hips, their thinner ACL tissue, and how changing hormones during their period impact their knees. Yeah. And I just like, I knew that that number was very low in terms of what the gap is between men and women in studies. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it to be 6%.
Yeah.
But also, it was the first time I thought about how have we never studied this?
Yeah.
But also, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought it was incredibly
interesting. Yeah, that kind of stuff is very fascinating.
Yeah. And I'm sure that as women's sports continue to grow in popularity, at least I hope that gap continues to lessen.
And this is the type of thing that I studied when I went to Iowa State. Like my degree is in sport management and kinesiology. Like
you should go back and do
it. I know.
Career change.
Yeah. And I look back at the studies that we did and I wonder what it could have looked like had we been studying more women.
And you know, what's weird is the ACL tears have really vamped up in the last, I don't know, decade.
Yeah.
And that's happened as more females have continued to play. So like at some point you can't ignore it anymore.
Yeah.
At least you hope. You mentioned the WNBA, the potential expansion team. I had two more shout outs for the WNBA. The 2024 draft, which is in Brooklyn, is open to fans this year. It's the first time it's been open to fans since 2016. The tickets sold out in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's something I would never want to go to. Like, I don't have any interest in going to a draft.
Yeah.
So the fact that those things sold out in 15 minutes, and I'm a pretty big sports fan.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay. All right. And then I don't know if you saw the Aces news, but so they're the reigning back-to-back WNBA champs, of course. They've announced that they've sold over 8,500 season tickets so far for this upcoming season. They're on pace to sell out their regular season, but that's 8,500 tickets right now is a new franchise record.
And I saw a rumor that Ashley Jones is going to get a ring.
I saw that too.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Love that.
I'd like to see that bad boy.
I would too.
Do you have more WNBA news?
I don't.
Okay. I'm going to stop talking for a second if you have more to say.
No, I don't. I'm like looking through my stuff. I have a little bit to say about softball.
Okay. I have one more professional mention.
Great.
The PWHL, the Professional Women's Hockey League. It's not, again, not my wheelhouse, but I keep seeing this continue to gain momentum. Coolest thing ever. Again, one of those things that never crossed my mind because it's never been a thing. Their jerseys, they have a sponsor that has agreed to put their sponsorship logo up top.
Yes.
And they're putting the players' names on the bottom so their hair doesn't cover their names.
No, I know who this is.
The Molson Coors Beverage Company agreed to do it.
There's across the league. I swear I saw this story before.
Oh, well, another league, you mean?
I don't know.
Oh, well, either way. It's one of those things that because we've never seen it, we don't think about it. And then you see it and you're like, why haven't we been doing that forever?
Interesting.
Just made me really proud.
Yeah.
So shout out to them, that sponsor.
I love that.
Okay. Tell me about softball.
Okay. So ISU softball. Softball America ranked ISU outfielder Angelina Allen. Angelina Jolie. The fifth best outfielder in America.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah. And she was the Big 12 Player of the Week the first week in March. Would not be surprised if we see more of that.
That's
good.
She's
phenomenal.
And again, they have those badass script jerseys that they wore again.
Yeah. And they've started to play their home games. Hopefully they get some warm ones.
This is so hard.
I know. And so then a friend of the podcast, Sean Jankowski, messaged me the other day.
Yes, asking this is so cool.
Yeah. So the run rule they enacted last year, I think it came out in like February of 2023. But so there's a run rule where if you are up by 8 runs after 5 innings, the ump can call it.
Okay. This was not the thing I thought you were going to say.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So the home team gets the chance, you know, if the visiting team is up, they get the chance. So the least you could play is 4.5 innings. But ISU had a walk-off home run to win 9-1 in the 6th.
Okay.
So that explains, if you look through the scores on cyclones.com or something, you'll see that some of the games ended in the 5th or the 6th. And that's because of that 8-run rule, mercy rule, sure, basically, what was enacted. And I think that's interesting too. I wonder what the studies said. There's no coming back from it, you know, with only a couple of innings left. Yeah. So that gets games going a little bit quicker in a time where we're playing a lot of like double headers and stuff like that.
The thing from Sean that I thought you were going to say, friend of the pod, Sean Jankowski, we have a new national champion for Iowa State track and field.
Oh yes.
Sydney Willits is the new long jump champion.
Yeah.
She's the first ever to leap 22 feet, the first long jump champion in Iowa State history.
And were we expecting this?
You know what? I don't know.
Cause I think she's a decathlete.
Was I? No, right? I was not.
I think she is a decathlete.
Okay.
Decathlon. Yeah. But so I wasn't expecting that from her, and I'm very excited about it.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I actually was sitting there thinking about how far 22 feet is.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
John Walters said it's like taking off from the top of the key. Yeah.
That's insane.
Or maybe the free throw line.
Either way, I don't care. That's Michael Jordan-esque.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I don't think I could get 5 feet. Should we try? Should we see if we can get the length of this?
Remember that ACL thing. I have no idea where I'm at in my cycle. I can't risk it. I cannot risk an ACL tear at this time in my softball career.
That's right. Not in this time of your life.
No.
At this point in your softball career. Yeah, my softball mom career would really take a hit if I tore one of those bad boys. All right. Do you have any other shout outs today? This is a short-ish pod.
Oh, man.
Oh, my loser of the day. You had your winner as women's basketball. Yeah. My loser is the number, putting us as the last number 2 seed in the men's tournament. Forget you guys.
My loser and red flag both.
Ooh, is a double dipper.
Coach Tang saying that Lipsy was the number one flopper. Lipsy's not even the number one flopper on our team. That's Gilbert.
Coach Tang is my red flag.
Right. And I'm not even mad that I love Gilbert and I love that he sells it. You know what I mean?
He's always got the like head jerk going.
When I heard he said Lipsy, I was like, you don't mean Lipsy, right? I think he got him mixed up.
I don't know. Lipsy does it too.
Not as much. The head thing.
the head, they all do it. They do it in the NBA.
It's so great.
It's crazy. But Coach Tang, just go play in the NIT.
Against Fran?
Like, what are you, like, keep our name out your mouth.
Forever.
What
I have to,
what is did his you deal see, with us?
Did you see some brilliant human on Twitter put together a one shining moment?
It was
for
a Kansas fan.
Was it really?
I don't usually like Kansas fans.
If you've not seen it, find it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So good. And
it, like, what is his deal with us?
I don't think it's just a, like, I think he's got a deal with
Do
everybody.
Do you think it is?
He's my least favorite, right? It used to be Self.
Oh. How have we started liking Self?
I didn't say I liked Self, to be
because
clear.
Because he stopped to watch the Juicy Wiggle.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He got a kick out of
are
that.
Are we softening on him?
No.
No.
Of course not.
No.
Of course not. That's my red flag is Jerome Tang.
Yeah.
Do you have a beige flag?
Oh, I did.
I don't.
I don't remember what it was.
I have a beige flag. I just thought of
the NIT. That's it.
My beige flag is filling out multiple brackets. Like, good for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Some people get really riled
up
about
that.
You know
what? I will put together the women's bracket challenge.
Okay.
People do that on ESPN.
Yeah.
So yeah, get on ESPN and look for it. I'll tweet about it.
Okay.
We'll tweet about it from the
Title IX.
The Title IX. Soon to be gone.
Soon to be forever forgotten. In
what
the
if
Twitter.
I'm going
to
change it to the artist formerly really known as? Maybe we won't get so many random tweets.
All right. Well, if you have ideas for how to help us send off the Title IX podcast, let us know.
We laugh to keep from crying.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes I do both at the same time. Oh, it's been a ride, Elisa.
Yeah.
We'll get into all that later. But for now, go Cyclones.
Go State.